Srimad Bhagavatam 11.23.58 Bhagavan Vacha Nirvidya Nashta Dravine Gata Klamaha Pravrajya Gaam Paryatama Nittham Nirakrito Sadbhira Viswadharmad Akampito Mammu Niragatha. So here Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava in this Uddhava Gita, and he has told this song of the Avanti Brahmana. Now is now giving conclusion in the last few verses. So here, surprisingly, you know, after a great spiritual realization, we don't see necessarily a happy ending immediately, a real sense of happy ending. So the Avanti Brahmana has realized that the mind is the cause of suffering, and the way to go beyond the mind is by being fixed firmly in the devotional service of the Lord. So after he gets this realization, what happens? Nirvidya Nashta Dravine Gata Klamaha. Nashta Dravine. This Brahmana was suffering because of having lost his wealth. Dravine. But Nirvidya. By contemplation, he became detached. And by that detachment, his moroseness, which had come because of the loss of the wealth, that moroseness went away. Gata Klamaha. And then he started traveling around because he was sannyasi. He decided he didn't want to become attached to anything, any one place. So he started traveling. So, pravrajyagam paryatamanittham. So he was traveling here and there in different ways like sannyasi. And by when he was traveling, was he respected? Oh, a great sannyasi has come. He was not like a normal sannyasi. He was an avadut. You know, people could not understand who he was. And nirakrito asadbhir. Asadbhir means uncivilized people. Nirakrito, they insulted him. Apiswadharmat. And even then he remained fixed in his dharma. His dharma as a renunciate was to stay renounced from the world and stay fixed in the Lord. And he still remained fixed in that. Akampito munirahagatha. Akampito, he did not swerve, he did not tremble, he did not flinch and shake from his prescribed duties of sannyasi. What was the prescribed duty? The previous one described that tamo mukundangri nisevayaiva, he remained fixed in the devotional service of Lord Mukunda. And amumahagatham, and whenever he faced any insults, he contemplated the song, he sang the song, and thereby he again resituated himself in transcendence. So sometimes we get, by Krishna's mercy, some very profound realizations which seem as if they will be life-changing. And those realizations, when we get them, we are fortunate. They are Krishna's mercy. And they make us feel illumined, enlivened, enriched, empowered, thrilled. But after some time, you know, the thrill just passes. And we feel that, oh, what has happened? I thought I had made spiritual advancement. But now life seems to have come back to normal. Now I do have to, same adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik kleshas, same temptations I have to keep facing. So, was that all the realization that I got, was it false? No, it was not false. But, you know, that is a glimpse. And by what we have to do is, when we are not having that glimpse of spiritual highs, then we have to recollect it. Recollect it, meditate on it, contemplate the realizations that we were getting at that time, that we had got at that time, and draw strength from that. Even if we don't have those realizations at this moment, but we can draw strength by the memory of those realizations. Just like in material life, when people face great difficulties, you know, suppose somebody is a tennis champion and then that person has become injured and is now facing a very stiff and demanding exercise and medical routine regimen for recovery. The person has a memory, maybe has a memory of when I was a tennis champion, and looks at the picture and then gains strength. That memory reminds, yes, I was there on the top and I can get there at the top again. I just have to work hard now. So, that memory stimulates and triggers and activates the determination in the tennis player. Same way, our spiritual memories of the devotional highs. Devotional high means the feeling of devotional exhilaration and jubilation that we felt whenever we got realizations. Those can activate and energize and trigger us. If we remember them, contemplate them, cherish them. So the Avanti Brahmana again faced sufferings. He was nirakrito saddhir. He was insulted by people. It was not that just because he got the realization internally, it was not that automatically he got recognition externally from the world as a great realized soul. No, there were people who continued to disrespect him. And what did he do? He did not try to shout his status. You do not know who I am. How dare you offend me like this? You are committing a Brahmana Pradha, Vaishnava Pradha, you'll go to hell. He didn't speak anything like that. He turned inwards. He again revisited and refreshed his realization by again singing the song. And in this way, he raised himself above that material level to the transcendental level. And in this way, he remained transcendental. So similarly, you know, we can't expect that things will be all right for us just because we have got some glimpses of spiritual highs. Things in the material level will go wrong. And at that time, we have to again raise ourselves to a higher level by practicing spiritual life. And by when our mind wanders, when we are trying to chant seriously, and then by remembering whenever our japa, our kirtan has taken us to a spiritual high, we can get the determination to persevere and gradually become purified so that that spiritual high, which is occasional, will eventually become perennial. Thank you.